serves, one for Craig.
Craig. Okay. We are here. Oh, roll call.
Kay Nandura.
Sally Scott.
Cammie Christensen.
Kristen Mortensen.
Michael Nelson.
We are all here and we have our alternate, Andrew and Mr. Craig Folsom here. So, do we have an expression of choice?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we bow our heads, give thee thanks for our blessings. We're thankful to meet together and be able to do this, have the opportunity to have expression that we can come to decisions and go forward for our little town. We're thankful for this town. We ask you to bless it. We ask you to bless us that we'll be able to have rain to help in our gardens, in our fields, and in our mountains, that it'll be able to subdue the fires. Heavenly Father, bless us with thy spirit in this meeting tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you. The air out there is bad, so please take care of yourselves. I'm already on the ambulance. We've already had some, yeah. So take care of yourselves out there. We are here tonight because we have, it's been an ongoing thing, and just time-wise, this is just kind of the final step. Brian Allen has requested a business license, and that would require the city to extend the commercial light commercial zone from 500 North to 600 North. So we are here to hear any public comment on the rezoning and what, you know, anyone would like to say.
Sure. Hey, my name is James Baker and I reside at 12 West 200 North in the Baxter. I am providing my input as a citizen of Spring City, the Main Street Chairman of Friends of Historic Spring City, and the Executive Director of our Spring City's Main Street Alliance, with the support and guidance of Utah's Main Street Program and Main Street America. I am in support of expanding the light commercial zone on Main Street up to 600 North. And in the future, I am also supportive of it extending as far as it may need to extend in either direction. I respectfully request, however, that our planning and zoning committee and our Spring City Council, since that seems who really ends up making the final decision, even with your recommendation, that they delay in approving an expansion of the light commercial zone on the following considerations. The Spring City Main Street Alliance is fully deployed to provide business owners support and grant opportunities to help build their businesses. Number two, the city general plan is updated to address code concerns brought forward by the community. And number three, until the current lawsuit is adjudicated, avoiding further misunderstanding or dissension within our community. I would ask that you might even consider offering a temporary business license until this be resolved. Thank you.
That's you. Okay. My name is Ruth Berger. My name is Ruth Bergener. I'm a citizen of Spring City. I'm very much in support of Brian Smolin Engine Business Repair. I think it's wonderful, and I'm really excited that we now have the Main Street Alliance to help support the artisans and small businesses in Spring City, including this business. However, I am not in support of the Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council amending Title 10-60-1 Spring City Code, which establishes the dimensions and location of the light commercial zone, LC1, to make an exception to expand the light industrial zone to 500 North, 600 North, extending from 50 East to 50 West at this time, especially with the lawsuit going on. I guess the city council, this is not the time to make an exception to something like this. And it could lead to having to make other exceptions down the road, which may not serve Spring City very well. So no, I'm very sorry, but I'm not in support of this at this time. I do believe it's important to keep that in mind in the future, but not at this time. And I request that this be for the record if that's needed. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Are you a citizen of Spring City?
No, but I'm a friend of Brian's. Are people only...
I don't mean to offend, but, you know, this should be reserved for citizens of Spring City.
To speak in a... Really?
Yes,
I'm not sure.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not sure that's a threat at all. My fence line
is... Is there a part of our code that details that or defines that? I didn't know about what's a...
Well, this is for what goes on in Spring City. If you don't live in Spring City, you can live in Spanish. Well, you can come up here and give your opinion, what you want. I don't think that's right.
Well, I think Brian serves everybody in this area.
Brian, who?
But Brian Allen, that's what the hearing went for.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I, you know, that's, we'll take it. If you don't want me to speak in the future, then let's find, let's check the ordinances. I won't. Well, when it involves the buffer zone, you know,
this,
the city's asking.
It's not involving the buffer zone.
That has nothing to do with the buffer zone.
It's involving the Spring City.
Right. So originally, when I've been asked to speak, it was because I was in the buffer zone. But today, I just came to speak up.
And what they're trying to say is, you're not a resident of Spring City. This is not involving anything to do with the buffer zone.
But I don't know if that's...
I don't think...
I'm just saying that was being stated. I'm clarifying what is being stated.
I mean, we have...
I've never heard of such a thing in any kind of...
They are in the buffer zone?
No, I've never heard of such... keeping a citizen of
the buffer zone
out of the county, in the same county, out of the city.
Have we ever been out of the
city,
not in the county?
No, I mean, I don't think you could prove someone to
speak or...
Yeah, the last two public meetings is a lot of people from.
Yeah, we've been allowing that, but I'm not sure it's because these are matters that concern the citizens of Spring City, the expenditure of Spring City tax funds. People from outside the city are not contributing to our city's tax base.
Is there an ordinance you can point to?
Well, I've been in a lot of different cities. I've never heard people from outside.
May I introduce myself?
Sure.
Yeah.
My name is Bruce Bigel, and I'm sitting next to Brian. And Brian has just said he would like her to speak on his behalf.
I welcome anyone to send me an ordinance or inclusion of anybody speaking at a public meeting. I just want the...
She was appointed to the committee Citizens for Spring City by the city council and the mayor.
Okay.
And that's been dissolved, right?
Yes.
Okay. Boom, boom, boom.
Anybody on chat, GPT, why don't you look it up? I don't know, but I've never heard of such a thing. If you're at a county meeting, if you're a county resident, and there's an issue in a city, you can speak in any city. If you are a retailer and you're
should the secretary of the planning and zoning be allowed to speak in a planning and zoning meeting?
A secretary?
Yeah, there's a reason. I'm just curious because
we don't
have the secretary of planning and zoning
sort of speak and
call
okay.
Do
some research.
And I know who it is.
This has kind of blown my marbles just now. They are really rocking. But I would like to look that up and figure that out because I haven't.
I'd be glad to go call an attorney.
No, No, I. Yeah, we're here. Yeah. We're here.
What's that funny, Marty?
I think there's.
Okay. Okay.
I find it offensive.
Any, generally speaking, any member of the public can attend a zoning and planning meeting. However, the right to speak and offer comments at these meetings depends on whether it's classified as a public hearing or a public meeting.
And this is a public hearing.
So public hearings are meetings specifically designated for all public comment on an issue.
Okay.
During public hearings, everyone has an opportunity to speak and present evidence related to the topic at hand. It doesn't matter if you live here or not, or whether you own property or not. I am so sick and tired of this.
Okay, I agree.
You know, I'm at the point, I'm gonna put Sonia on my property.
Yeah.
I am disgusted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously, enough. Yes. And I was getting this. We have never stopped this. She is here for Brian, and I'm willing to listen.
So Brian has been a good friend to me and has served me personally, and I think he provides a lot of service to our town right now. I think he needs a lot of help with his new business, and we need him to succeed. So there are a lot of things that he needs. Unfortunately, he's intercepted his request with a lawsuit, which is really it's not fair to him, but that's what's happened. But there are some things that I think that we could offer him. I wondered if he's being disadvantaged by the city because he doesn't have a business license. Because if he's being penalized or fined, I wanted to pay those fines until this could be resolved. Is he being fined?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No,
and does he need a business license to do anything that he's not doing already and extending the zone?
We just need to figure that out.
So as long as he's not being personally disadvantaged, I just wanted to offer that through the Main Street Alliance, we can start helping him to get grants for his business. And I wanted to personally offer to help you with your business license or not, to start putting together printed materials for your business so that you can be known, because we need you in this town. And just because there's a lawsuit doesn't mean that you should be slowed down. And so I just wanted to offer to do that. We're becoming an area of exceptions, and I don't think that it's really helping the town. And I also feel like the Planning and Zoning Commission has power, has leadership, has great servants on it, and you should be respected.
Hi.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work? Okay, I'll just shout. Okay, I'm Yvonne Wright, and I have a lot of memories of Phil Wood coming in this meeting, in other meetings such as this, and saying whatever he wanted. Oh, and he does not live.
No, but we were talking about him. So.
I do live here in Spring City. I have a question about the zoning that has been asked for. What can be built under that zoning? What is allowed under the zoning that
it's
is asked
the
for?
It's the light commercial.
But
so
what's allowed under the light commercial?
Can you explain that? What's the definition of light commercial, Craig? You know?
Yeah, what can be done in light commercial? The zone is, you'll go and read it online.
Yeah.
It'll tell you what businesses you can do.
It's a whole list. I just
yeah,
don't
it's quite a list.
And his falls in that list of light commercial.
Okay, so we don't really know what, once he's zoned that, somebody can attach onto that. And
he can't have a whole business right here. He can't have a home business. He needs a business like him.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, so in the future, if a certain zone is allowed, then I need to know what else can be allowed, because that can be attached further
yes.
on out. So with this zoning, can another, you know, what else can be allowed next to that? And what can
well,
be allowed
right
next
now,
to that?
It goes from 500 north, I think, to 300 south and 50 east and west.
Yeah.
So, and it's just a case by case.
But that's my point. If you allow one case, what you allow one citizen, you can't necessarily deny another.
No, but,
the law.
But I mean, I hear all the time how we need the businesses and we need.
My point is, once you allow that zoning, are apartments allowed to come in next
no,
to that?
No, this is not.
No,
this,
I'm not talking that that's what he,
no,
what he's
no,
doing.
No, our zone, the light commercial zone is businesses. And it specifically states, if you want to look it up, it specifically states what kind of businesses,
what kind of businesses
it can
an
be.
Apartment
yes.
complex is not considered
no,
a business.
It is not on that.
Okay, so an apartment can't go in, you know, like with this zoning. I know how this zoning is. If you have this zoning, then the next zoning can be this, and then it can go into this. And so that's what my concern is how the zonings will go on. Yeah. I dealt with this in the east, and that's why
yeah.
I worry, because
yeah.
they just connect on to it.
It's
going, and then we've lost control. So,
Craig knows.
And I'm not sure anybody understands what I'm getting at.
So, light commercial does allow a business that is described in that zone, but it also does allow an apartment above that business, just like there's several of them on Main Street.
Yeah. But
okay, but it does not allow apartments.
Okay, but it, did he say light industrial or light
commercial?
Commercial.
So he's
there is no
light
industrial.
Okay.
There's
so,
a zone in the municipal code, and there are no areas that have light industrial
okay.
zone.
Okay.
So to change anything past 6 North needs a zone change, just like what they're trying to do
right,
right
now.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say I'm not in favor of doing any kind of a change until we get the Main Street aligned. Let them get the master plan out, figure out what we're going to do along it, so it's not so haphazard all over the place. And I'm not saying, I think a business license would be great, and then work it out and get the plan in place, because I feel like everything is so haphazard, every sticking things here and there. There's no real, you know, and I'd rather see some kind of unity with everything before
yeah.
we, and with the lawsuit and everything too, I think we need to get everything settled before we start diving into other things. Not to stop him from having business, but give him a license to maybe go ahead. I mean, the business is already there anyway, so. Anyone else?
So we've had the public comments. So we will discuss this more in our meeting. We will adjourn. Does anyone else have anything else?
Go ahead.
Can we talk about the bike path? And I know it's not this the purpose of this.
No. This is just the area for
I'll take care of it.
This is just the public hearing for Brian's business.
Okay.
We have planning and zoning here in 30.30. Okay, we have a motion to.
I have a motion to close this meeting.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, this one's closed. Let's go on to the next.